Hi, it's Nicola here. Before we get started with the podcast episode, I have some very exciting news to share. My book, The Career Confidence Toolkit, Take Control of Your Career and Fulfill Your Potential, is now available in both paperback and Kindle format. If you find yourself struggling to answer the question, what is it I want to do when I grow up? Or if you find yourself lying awake at night, reflecting on the day, and thinking there's got to be more to life than this, then the Career Confidence Toolkit is for you. The toolkit will allow you to take control and navigate your career with purpose and with passion. My objective is for you to wake up each morning, excited about the day ahead, and going to work with a spring in your step, knowing that your unique talents are being fully utilised and you are achieving your potential. Now, the toolkit is in the format of a book, but it's not just for you to read and then move on. It is a highly practical guide that will not just teach you how to take ownership of your career, it will also reveal the secrets of finding deep satisfaction in the work that you do. It will take you on a step-by-step journey, full of actionable tips and real-life stories from people who have paved their own paths to career happiness. You'll discover how to build an unshakable confidence in your abilities, and you'll also learn how to embrace the ever-evolving world of work and do so with courage and with resilience. You can find the book on Amazon by searching for Nicola Semple, or if you prefer, you can purchase via my website by going to nicolasemple.com/book. I can't wait to hear what you think of it. Hello and welcome to the Career Confidence Podcast, where we explore how you can build your career with confidence in this ever-changing world. I'm your host, Nicola Semple, and I work with professional women to help them achieve their career goals. And I also work with organisations to help them develop and retain their talent. Today is the third in a series of episodes called the Self-Belief Sessions, where I share tips, tools and strategies that you can use to build your own self-belief so that you can flourish in your career. Now, before we get on to the topic of self-belief, I want to give a shout out to Annie. Now, I don't know her surname, but Annie left a review of the podcast and she said, "This is just the tonic I needed. I stumbled across Nicola's latest podcast when I was looking for a boost. Her latest podcast about comparisonitis struck a chord with me and will definitely help me moving forward. I'm off to download the rest of the podcasts." A massive thank you, Annie, for taking the time to leave that review. I'm not particularly great at asking people to review the podcast. If you listen to some of the previous episodes, you'll see that we'll get right to the end, and sometimes you might hear me make a quick plea. But I want to focus on it upfront today because I would love it if you would go to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating, ideally 5-star if you've enjoyed the episode, because ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts make a huge difference to getting the podcast recommended to new listeners. And I want to get this podcast into the ears of as many listeners as possible. I am offering a free one-hour coaching session as a thank you to anyone who's taken the time to write a review. All you need to do is screenshot your review and email it to nicola@nicolasemple.com, and then we'll be in touch to set up your free coaching session. Now, on that topic, Annie, I'm not sure we've heard from you yet, so please do get in touch to arrange your coaching session. It'd be great to connect with you in person. So today, the podcast is all about overthinking, and specifically how to stop overthinking from eroding your self-belief. I'm sure at one time or another you've experienced overthinking, where you've had thoughts swirling in your head about what you could have done differently, maybe second-guessing the decisions that you've made, imagining the worst-case scenarios. For some people, this is a daily occurrence, and it's often over things that are quite minor. They're not even very important, but they're still taking up a huge amount of headspace. So all of this second-guessing and doubting ourselves inevitably leads to us questioning our ability, and it chips away at any level of self-belief that we might have. And that's why it's so important that we learn to manage our overthinking. So when we overthink, we ruminate and rehash the events of the day, which is completely unhelpful. You might even find this rumination makes you feel anxious and keeps you awake at night. This leads us into a really vicious circle. So we ruminate, we feel anxious, we can't sleep. The next day we're exhausted, so we can't think clearly, and we find it more difficult to manage our emotions. This then clouds our judgment, which means we question ourselves even more. And so the cycle continues. Overthinking can also make it more difficult for us to make decisions. We explore all the different avenues, unsure of whether we will make the right decision. And then, even if we get to the point of making a decision, we start to second guess that decision. We worry and we wonder whether we have made the right choice. And the result is